From Land to Mouth by Bethan Mallow. What about the markets?
You see, you used to make your butter and go to market. Mm. Make the butter and cheese and sell it to the public, direct to the public.
I think we're guilty of, you know, for decades, farmers, we've been producing what the land will produce, whatever it's best for growing, that's what it's grown. And then when you harvest it, you find a market for it.
Instead of finding the market first and then, yeah.
You know, if you have too many T-shirts in Marks and Spencers, too many blue T-shirts, well, you know, you probably wouldn't keep making blue T-shirts. You wouldn't keep piling them high on the shelves if they're not selling. So I sort of feel we can't say, oh, well, I've been producing milk for generations and so I should be paid a fair price. I think on the whole, you can't just keep producing something that nobody wants and expect to get paid for it. It's sort of a bit loopy, isn't it?
I'm quietly confident about what we're doing, and a medium to long-term outlook on organic is looking quite healthy. Selling our produce isn't going to be... Well, it shouldn't be a problem.
See, not only is the weather unpredictable, but now the markets are unpredictable. And in... When Dad started here 30 years ago, you knew that the price of wheat that you'd receive for your, you know, pretty much a pound up or down would be X, and you could kind of budget on that. Now, no way. Yeah? Oh, it's completely gone out the window. So 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe the price of wheat was £200 a tonne. Today, price of wheat is around £100 to £105 a tonne, OK? So we are in a situation where we have unpredictable weather and unpredictable markets.
The thing is, in the vast majority of cases, we're what they call price takers and not price makers.
We are powerless, undoubtedly, completely. We have no say in what we sell our product for.
I am possibly too good of a feeder. I feed my things too well. But when you take them to market, they look that bit better. So I haven't got a problem. They usually got good weight. And then if you've got lambs, say, 40 kilos plus, you've always got 2-3 buyers. So, well, that's about it, really, isn't it? Because we take stock to market. We're never ashamed to stand by them.
You're not an abattoir fellow, are you?
I don't really like taking things to abattoir. That's because I'm starting to get a bit soft. And so I'd rather sell them alive. And that's the last I see of them. They're still alive. I'm not really an abattoir man.
I'm not a typical farmer's wife in that I do buy some of my meat from the supermarket, I'm afraid. And I think, you know, it's usually got the little red tractor on it. And you've got to trust what they say.
Supermarkets.
It doesn't affect me directly. You know, how they can call the tunes and how under-reasonable they are.
Oh, they take the margin. If you supply something to the supermarkets, they have their margin. And they have that margin, whether it's all sold at the full price, whether it's sold at knock-down price, or whether it's not sold at all. Oh, they take the margin.
So how does that work? How can you produce food when...
Well, they cannot lose. Basically, I mean, big producers, they have to pay up front a big sum for the privilege of supplying them.
They can say, can't they? We won't take that because that is wrong or that is wrong. That is wrong.
I have recently, again, and this was in Co-op this time, there was a young lad putting the potatoes on the shelf in a bag, and he was just going, donk, donk. And I said, excuse me, but you have now bruised all those potatoes. Oh, have I? I didn't know. You know, OK, all due respect to him and everything, he was all humble about it all, but, you know, if we treated potatoes the way that you've treated them, the supermarket wouldn't have them because they'd be all bruised. The standards is only for us.
What About the Markets? Played by Angela Bain, Susan Brown, Annie Davidge, Robin Griffith, Robert Mountford and Howard Ward.